Audible stories brought to you by Prescott Valley's newest print voice, TG Magazine. This week, Ken Lane, the mountain gardener of Waters Garden Center in Prescott, Arizona, discusses flowers that look like daisies, plants that go well with daisies, and plants that look good year-round. Also learn what colorful daisies and the white daisy-like flowers are called. A favorite flower of days gone by would have to be a daisy, Bellis perennis. This happy face flower with radiating white petals around a yellow center is still identifiable to even non-gardeners. Daisies are so tough in the mountain garden, but too much white is boring and plain. We developed many daisies like bloomers that offer far more color, brighter, and even easier to grow than their daisy cousin. Each of the following companion flowers thrives like a wild daisy. Each with a classic flower arranged in a radiating pattern shows a single bloom with an enormous range of colors and bloom shapes. These new species are known for their tolerance of dry conditions, making them a good choice for mountain locations challenging other flowers. Here are our top choices for daisy-like flowers in your garden. Asters contain 180 species, but the most popular variety is Aster celeste, which forms a clump covered with dense purple daisy-like flowers in late summer and early fall. This variety grows to knee height. All asters are late bloomers, offering good color in late summer through autumn when most other perennials are past their prime. Asters prefer climates with cool, moist monsoon summers. Growing in the mountain wilds, this flower proves deer and javelina resistance. USDA zones 3-8. Color varieties, purple or blue around a yellow center. Sun exposure, full sun. Soil needs, medium moisture, well-drained soil. African daisies, Osteospermum, grows 1 to 2 feet tall, showing daisy-like flowers with stunning metallic centers, blooming spring through midsummer. This flower needs flower power plant food at 2-week intervals to keep the hundreds of flowers emerging. African daisies are grown as annuals in mountain gardens. These plants bloom during spring and fall, resting through hot summers. Treat them like a pansy and other cool season flowers. Pinching spent flowers only encourages continuous blooms. USDA zones 9 to 11 grown as an annual in mountain gardens. Color varieties: fluorescent white, pink, yellow, lavender, and bicolors. Sun exposure, full sun. Soil needs, rich, moist, well-drained soil. Black-eyed Susan Rudbeckia has yellow flowers around a mocha center disc, growing knee-height and blooming summer and early fall. Plant them in large groups for a showy mass of flowers that self-seeds freely in the garden and readily forms a colony that returns year after year. Little to no maintenance is required. USDA zones 3 to 7. Color varieties, yellow with dark mocha center. Sun exposure, full sun. Soil needs, medium moisture, well-drained soil, good tolerance for drought. Blanket flower, Gaillardia, is famous for its thick covering of blooms that blanket the garden in color. Gaillardia is a surprisingly easy-to-grow perennial that self-seeds easily while colonizing the wilder spaces in the landscape. Deer, javelina, and rabbit-proof. USDA zones 3 to 10. Color varieties, red, yellow, orange, peach, and bicolors. Sun exposure, full sun. Soil needs, rich soil. Calendula is an edible flower with medicinal qualities that repel pests naturally by attracting beneficial ladybugs and praying mantis. Uniquely different than plain garden marigolds, calendula sports big, bold, daisy-like flower heads so full they appear bushy. At just 1 foot, the plant blooms an exceptionally long time when spent flowers are pinched off. It readily self-seeds for years of blooming enjoyment. USDA zones 8 to 11. Color varieties, yellow to deep orange. Sun exposure, full sun to part shade. Soil needs, rich soil. Coneflower, Echinacea, sports purple daisy-like flowers that spread through wild gardens. Beautifully grown for its medicinal properties, often used as a tea. Some popular cultivars include Kim's Knee High, Bravado, Pow Wow White, Tangerine Dream, Gumdrop, and Sunbird. Blooms best when divided every 3 to 4 years. USDA zones 3 to 10. Color varieties, purple/pink cultivars offer other colors. Sun exposure, full sun to part shade. Soil needs, dry to medium moisture, poor soil tolerant. Coreopsis includes over 75 plants with daisy-like flowers. Also known as tickseed, all have daisy-like flowers, with foliage texture sporting elongated leaves to lacy foliage. Plants are generally 1 to 2 feet in height. They can be sheared back after blooming to stimulate a rebloom. These flowers attract lots of bees and butterflies every season. Deadheading encourages repeat blooms. USDA zones 3 to 9. Color varieties, yellow/orange, cultivars with pink, white, purple. Sun exposure, full sun. Soil needs, tolerates drought and heat even in poorer, rocky soils. Gerbera daisy, Transvaal daisy, grows 12 inches tall, with distinctive round flowers 4 inches in diameter. It grows best in climates with warm days and cool nights. Pinching off spent flowers prompt ostentatious rebloom. USDA zones 8 to 11. Color varieties, red, yellow, or orange. Sun exposure, partial sun to full shade. Soil needs, medium moisture, well-draining soil. False sunflower, Heliopsis, is a 3-foot plant also known as oxeye sunflowers, covered with luscious yellow-orange flowers that thrive in crummy mountain soils. They tolerate drought conditions, though they bloom best with regular moisture June through August. Deadheading doubles the bloom time of this perennial flower. USDA zones 3 to 9. Color varieties, orange/yellow flowers around a brown center. Sun exposure, full sun. Soil needs, tolerates poor soil. Ice plant, Velis Burma, has striking purple daisy flowers with yellow centers. The right combination of drainage and moisture yields breathtaking results. This is an ankle-high succulent perfect at blanketing the dry ground with daisy-like blooms all summer long, javelina and deer resistant. USDA zones 6 to 10. Color varieties, purple-red, also, in tricolors. Sun exposure, full sun. Soil needs, dry, well-drained soil. Mum chrysanthemum is a hardy garden mum blooming from September through frost. This clump-forming plant grows 2 feet tall in a plenitude of colors. Mums bloom best with consistent moisture and lots of autumn sun. USDA zones 5 to 9, often planted as annuals. Color varieties, a rainbow of colors. Sun exposure, full sun. Soil needs, rich, moist, well-drained soil. Shasta daisy, Leucanthemum, is the most similar to common daisies of this list. Becky is a particularly popular variety that grows to 3 feet tall with large, 4-inch flowers that bloom from July through September. It makes an excellent cut flower. USDA zones 5 to 9. Color varieties, white with yellow centers. Sun exposure, full sun. Soil needs, does not tolerate wet soil. Daisies never go out to style, and with this list of 12 mountain bloomers that dress your gardens in a plethora of colors and fragrances. Until next week, I'll be helping local gardeners plant more daisies in their own yard. This article was written by Ken Lane. He can be found throughout the week at Waters Garden Center, 1815 West Iron Springs Road in Prescott, or contacted through his website at watersgardencenter.com or top10plants.com. Is your business listed in the official Prescott Valley Recreation Guide? 60,000 copies are being printed annually. How can you add your business? Call 928-257-4177 or email info@talkingglass.media or fill out the format.